Ripple Treasury brings XRP and RLUSD to the corporate CFO dashboard. Ripple has launched two features inside its treasury management platform that put XRP and RLUSD directly into corporate finance workflows. Digital asset accounts and unified treasury, both live as of April 1, 2026, let CFOs hold, view, and manage digital assets alongside cash without leaving the system they already use for fiat. The platform runs on GTreasury, which Ripple acquired for $1 billion in October 2025. GTreasury processes $13 trillion in payment volume annually for customers that range from small businesses to Fortune 500 companies. That installed base is now one software update away from seeing XRP and RLUSD balances on the same screen as their bank accounts. What the two features actually do: digital asset accounts let treasury teams hold XRP and Ripple's RLUSD stablecoin within the platform, recorded with the same accounting discipline as fiat transactions. Real-time valuations track each position with 15-decimal precision for on-chain accuracy, and automated audit trails capture notional amounts alongside market prices at the time of each transaction. Unified Treasury aggregates balances across banks and digital asset custodians through existing API connectivity. A CFO running cash positions at JP Morgan, custody at Anchorage, and RLUSD on-chain sees all three in one dashboard. No separate logins, no reconciliation spreadsheets. Digital assets have arrived at the CFO's desk, and the question has shifted from whether to engage to how to do so advantageously without disrupting existing operations, said Renatvar Eka, SVP at Ripple Treasury. Why a TMS matters more than an exchange: corporate treasurers do not use Coinbase. They use treasury management systems, software that connects to banks, forecasts cash flows, manages FX exposure, and generates audit-ready reports. These systems have been fiat-only since they were invented in the 1980s. Ripple's claim is straightforward. This is the first TMS to offer native digital asset capabilities. If that claim holds, it means a Fortune 500 treasurer can add XRP exposure through the same interface they use to sweep overnight balances between bank accounts. The barrier drops from evaluate a crypto custody provider, negotiate contracts, train staff on a new platform, to enable a feature in your existing software. The practical implication for RLUSD is potentially larger. Stablecoins in a TMS solve the settlement timing problem that corporate treasurers have complained about for decades. A wire takes a day. RLUSD settles in seconds. If a company already holds RLUSD in its treasury system, cross-border payments between subsidiaries become near instant. The $13 trillion question: GTreasury's $13 trillion annual payment volume is a distribution channel, not a guarantee of adoption. The number represents what flows through the platform already. How much of that shifts into digital assets depends on whether CFOs see a reason to hold XRP or RLUSD instead of dollars. For RLUSD, the case is clearer: faster settlement, 24/7 availability, and potentially lower wire fees. For XRP, the case is more speculative, tied to Ripple's cross-border payment network and whatever yield or utility XRP carries inside the treasury context. Ripple's own survey of 1,000 global finance leaders found that 72% believe they need digital asset solutions to stay competitive. Survey data from the vendor selling the solution deserves skepticism, but the direction of travel among corporate treasurers is real. HSBC, JP Morgan, and Goldman Sachs have all launched tokenized deposit or settlement products in the past 18 months. What comes next? Ripple plans to connect the treasury platform with its regulated payments network and its prime brokerage arm, Ripple Prime. The roadmap includes cross-border intercompany settlement and 24/7 yield on idle cash through overnight repo markets. That last piece, yield on idle cash, is where the real money is. Corporate treasurers obsess over overnight returns on cash balances. If Ripple can offer even a few basis points above traditional money market rates through on-chain repo, the incentive to hold RLUSD in the TMS goes from theoretical to mathematical. As of April 2, 2026, BTC trades at $60x, $544, 3.6% over 24 hours, ETH at 2,046, 4.7%, and XRP at 131, 3.3%, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 27, Fear. The broader market downturn has not stopped Ripple from shipping, but it does mean CFOs evaluating XRP exposure are looking at a token that is down 5.2% on the week.